You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
The JSE has closed its doors for another day, and on the telephone now, therefore, for the 5 o'clock shadow is Greg Davies, Chief Trader at Kratos Capital. Greg, I've got this feeling about the market again. You remember I had it on Thursday? Almost went into this sort of trance-like state and predicted what would happen, and it happened, just like Clarence Delgado and your friend and my friend predicted the gold price going to 1,500, which we'll come to in a moment. But I'm feeling it again. It doesn't look good to me.
Yeah, the pattern seems to be panic in the equity markets results in the gold price going better, the currency weakening, and so that the Dow moving sort of 300-400 points down in, within the first hour, sort of a chain reaction of people piling into gold, because that seems to be the trend of the last couple of weeks, and that trend sort of building stronger and stronger, but sort of becoming a clearer pattern to the market.
Yeah, let me give you the background to this now by giving you the spot prices if I can. And everyone, please sit down, get your drink of choice in your hand, put your feet up and steel yourself, because the dollar rand is 15.07, the British pound against the rand is 18.32, the euro rand is 16.92, the euro dollar is 1.12.30, which is a weaker US dollar and a stronger euro. Then we go down to the commodity section on sharenet.co.za. The gold price is $1,503, $1,503 an ounce, up $29 or 2%. The platinum price is up $12.50 or 1.5% to $865 per ounce. And the palladium price, Greg Davies, over to you.
Yeah, down $21, $14.21. So sort of the red in the pack of greens, really, in the metal space.
Indeed. And talking about red, Brent crude oil, 3.01% weaker at exactly $57 per barrel, down $1.77. This is $10 weaker than it was 6 weeks ago. This is huge, Greg.
These are big psychological levels. I think, you know, at the beginning of this run, we said, is 1,500 possible? The market has shown us that it is 1,505, and it's certainly above 1,500.
Just give us a quick update on that. I've got 310 down on the Dow, 25,720. I've got S&P futures down 0.7% or 21 points. What have you got? What's the latest? Because my screen is maybe slightly more delayed than yours.
Yes. You almost spot on. The Dow down 313 at the moment. We did see it north of 400 down at the opening. So as odd as it may seem, it's 300 down is a little bit comforting.
Yeah, it seems like a win to me. Exactly. Looking at South Africa before we get back to the spots, because the spots are going to be really changing in the next 10 minutes while we speak, Greg. I've got all these companies written down on my sheet here. Pepco, Blue Label, Sabvest, Ital Tile, Glencore, Distell, and Impact. Let's have a look at Blue Label, because we know about Blue Label. Why did they buy Celsius, for goodness sake?
I suppose it's, again, a thing that you always discuss. Companies of a certain size and certainly profitable, and saying, where can we grow our business? You know, what bold steps can we take to sort of change the very nature of the business? They took a big risk going in with Celsius, the guys from Blue Label that own 45%, but the debt seems to have caught up, and the pace of it turning around. Talking to people in the industry, that they're saying the fact that Telkom has become so strong and sort of it's become the fourth player in the mobile space kind of took Celsius by surprise, and they've muscled in, and that's put Celsius debt under pressure, and that put Blue Label share price under pressure.
The rand's just gone to 15.10 against the US dollar. Let's have a look at the Blue Label share price, Greg. Where is it, please?
Yes. So today, up 8.6% to 453 rand. They gave us an update on their cautionary, and this Celsius and MTN seems to have concluded a deal where I think MTN are going to, you know, help Celsius run some of the, you know, the infrastructure on the towers and so on, and market taking some comfort. It wasn't the best kept secret in the market, been murmured since about this time last week. And you know, it's a stock that does have a lot of rumors around it always. So they've appointed a new CEO as well. So somebody must have fallen on the sword, and hopefully a new broom sweeps clean there.
Well said. Okay, let's have a look at a couple of, okay, so Blue Label Telecoms up 8.63% on the close there. Let's have a look at something else now. Lighthouse Capital, you don't know that one, do you?
It's part of the Resilient Group, so it was Green Bay, I think, before, and then they did a consolidation, and they sort of rebranded after the bit of negativity around the whole resilient group.
Sabvest trading statement, what did that do? Absolutely nothing, as far as I can see. Flat on the day, Sabvest.
Yeah, but I mean, it doesn't tell the whole story. The share, I see, made a low of around 41 Rand earlier today, finished at 43 Rand 89. So that trading statement actually, the share price actually picked up. I'm just looking here in the last few minutes of trade. It's not a big volume trade of 5,000 shares, 205,000 Rand. So the problem with these smaller caps is the liquidity. Hmm. If you wanted to buy 5% of Sabvest today as an institutional investor, and there's 5,000 shares trading on a day, it's going to take you a couple of years to get that right.
Italtal, voluntary trading statement for the year ended 30th of June, and I can't see any trades on Italtal today on my sharenet.co.za screen.
There has been 40,000 shares trade. That's 520,000 Rand. Mm. Share unchanged on the day. Also, a story which was around 12:50 and this morning, and then the voluntary trading statement came out, and in the end of the day, it finished at 13, unchanged for the day.
Glencore, we spoke about that this morning. Glencore came out with an update, and it wasn't well received by the market, Greg. How did it sort of progress in the afternoon, or rather the other way around? How did it detract from its share price throughout the afternoon?
Yeah, it rallied from initially quite an aggressive sell-off at the opening bell, down to 38 Rand 80, but it finished down 90 cents, 41 Rand 14. Possibly helped, you know, got a much weaker rand, as you said earlier. Mm. A little bit of, you know, interest in resource counters. The resource index up 0.5%.
Impact came out with their numbers this morning. What did that do?
Yes, it had a decent day, up 8%, finished at 20 Rand and 4 cents. 155,000 shares, that's 3 million rands worth. So not a bad effort. You know, it's a medium cap, 3.4 billion market cap on this one.
Yeah, I just think these numbers are very small. If you're an overseas investor and you say, well, it was 3-4 million rand here and there, that's nothing, is it?
In dollars, it's absolute peanuts, you know.
It's like a finger fault. Great, Distell.
Yeah, that was an interesting one, because this morning they were saying, and it looks like, again, a foray into Africa, and that's hurt the share price quite a bit. I'm just seeing where it closed here. It closed down 1%, 127 Rand 82. So we'll watch that one over the next few days. There's a couple of rumors going around there, so I'll keep you posted.
What rumors?
I can't say at this point.
So why did you mention it in the first place?
Someone promised to give me the juice tonight at the pub, so we'll see.
Okay, well, that's obviously very appropriate, given that Distell is a purveyor of alcoholic beverages, which is fine. Greg, let's have a look at the top five major movers on the JSE today. I'm going to sharenet.co.za. I'm just going to refresh my screen, and I think it's a very familiar story. Anglo American Platinum, up nearly 6%. Anglo Gold Ashanti up 4.8%, Goldfields up 4.3%, Harmony, another gold mining company, up 4.2%, Santam, strangely, up 3.75%. But it's a fantastic picture here.
Yeah, the gold bulls are relishing it, and they're doing their victory laps and giving it their told you so's. And he's got more and more gold bulls are coming.
Like
out
you and
work.
I.
I'm just waiting for a call from Clive Roffey. But sometimes I don't know what was behind that, but they had a strong day on some reasonable volume. 73,000 shares traded up 10 Rand, up 3.7%. But the gold shares and the Platts. The Anglo Platts is also interesting because it went ex-dividend yesterday of 11 Rand, brushed that off, had a decent day yesterday. I think it was on our top five yesterday, up another 5.9% today. Obviously, the weaker Rand playing a part there, and as I said earlier, the platinum price stronger.
Where is Impala Platinum? Because this is one that I follow quite closely myself.
Impala finished the day at 78 Rand 85, up 2 Rand 45, or 3.2% better. Mm. So it's had a good day. It actually touched probably a 52 week high, got up to just north of 80 Rand and 20 cents. at about mid-afternoon. That was the first time that the Rand broke through, you know, through 15 decisively, and there was a surge of buying in these type of counters. And then about a half an hour later, some selling came in. Perhaps that is when the U.S. markets open. I mean, we sometimes fall in line with Impala ADRs trading in the U.S.
On the downside, we had Altron down 7.3%, Kumba Iron Ore down 3.75%, Exxaro down 3.25%, ShopRite a 2.9% loser, and Cap down 2.75%. Let's start with Altron. I mean, why is that there? 7.3% weaker. Is there something? Has it gone ex-dividend?
Just having to make sure. No, it hasn't. It's been odd. It's been sort of stuck in a range of about 26 to about 28. I actually hold some of my clients, and you know, it's gone very rapidly. Beginning of this year, it was around 17, 18, solidly into the 28s. And then with this recent market sell-off that we've had, I think quite a bit of profit taking. I keep telling myself to sell it when it gets to 28. You always think you'll have another chance. But I think, keep in mind, I think yesterday it was on the top five up. So it is quite a volatile stock. 130,000 shares trading, 3.3 million rand.
I'm adding Kumba Iron Ore and Exxaro to my short positions. British American Tobacco, I know it's defensive, but I'm selling it. I'm holding the share, but I'm going to sell it in the futures market. That's the first thing I'm doing at the moment. Also, I'm short of Dis-Chem, but I've now added two shorts, and that's Kumba Iron Ore and Exxaro, Greg. Would you agree with me on these things?
Yes, probably. And I mean, a trend is your friend and that kind of thing. Just on the BTI, that was up 2.4%, back to 553 rand. I think the recent high was about 560.
Oh,
so
dear.
Also, as the rand, especially against the pound, weakened from about mid-afternoon, just looking at the intraday chart, and it's like a space rocket ship going straight up.
Okay, let's have a quick update on what's happening in the States. If you could give us what's happening in America, please, Greg.
The Dow at the moment, steady at that down 311 points. So sort of seems to have found a level. The NASDAQ, the S&P down 22. It's a long way from those highs, 2858. And the NASDAQ had down another 36 points.
Yeah. And if you have a look at the dollar rand, let me just refresh my shenet.co.za spot screen. I've got the rand at 1508, which is a 1.02% mover. And the gold price, Greg, just give us the gold price before we go, because this is fascinating stuff.
Yeah, gold solidly above 1506. That's $32 up for the day.
Greg, just before we go, please can we have the JSE indices?
Sure. Interesting day. The bank's down 1.3%. More people starting to worry about these banks after Nedbank's numbers yesterday, and then Standard Bank tomorrow is going to be interesting. Financials down 0.67. Industrials the same, down 0.67. And the retail is down 1.1. The gold index, again, solidly in the green, up 4.5. Platinum bringing some A-game to the party, up 3.9%. Resources up 0.5%. That left the all share up 0.33%, 163 points to the better. 55,225 on the all share. Good volume on trade today, 23.7 billion.
Very good indeed. Greg Davies is the chief trader at Kratos Capital, and that was the 5 o'clock shadow. That podcast was proudly brought to you in association with sharenet.co.za. Visit strictlybusinesspodcast.com and subscribe to receive exclusive content straight to your inbox. strictlybusinesspodcast.com, made possible by Prudential Investment Managers.